Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today we are joined by Craig Moulton, who is the Managing Director of Cobra PLC. Craig, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Catherine. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Craig, can you just start by giving us an overview of Cobra and what it is that you do?
Sure. So Cobra is an exploration and mining company. We're listed on the main segment of the London Stock Exchange. We have two projects in South Australia. Our flagship project is called the Woodner Project, which has an existing 200,000 or 211,000 ounces of gold. And we're actively exploring that project with the aim of developing that to a million ounces plus. That's certainly the target for the board. So we're a gold copper exploration company.
Thank you, Craig. And can you tell us about the status of your drilling program?
Certainly. So over the last 8 to 10 weeks, we've just completed a fairly significant drilling program at the Woodner Project. We started sort of mid to late September, and we have drilled 6,090 metres, 41 holes. So it's a pretty extensive program. The areas that we focused on are in and around the main deposits. So Baggy Green, the Barnes deposit, Baggy Green North and Clark. So that drilling program is now complete and all of the assays have in the process of being analysed.
Thank you. And what about your stage one joint venture earn-in?
So as a result of that exploration program, we've actually met the first stage of the earn-in with Andromeda and we've notified Andromeda of that. And so that was the first $2.1 million Australian dollar spend, which will, as soon as the agreements are signed, will actually give us a 50% stake in the project.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit more about your recently announced results from Clark?
Yeah, look, this is very exciting. So we put out an announcement recently on three holes that we drilled at Clark because they were some of the first assays that we received. And Clark was always a zone of mineralisation. So it sits about 1.75 kilometres north of the existing Baggy Green JORC resource. So it's a reasonable distance from the existing mineralisation. There was already some known mineralisation there, but the holes that we drilled certainly hit some significant intercepts, particularly hole 9, where we hit 31 metres at over 3 grams of gold, and that included an intersection of 15 metres over 5.25 grams per gold. So in anybody's terms, you know, that is a very significant intercept. And we're certainly happy with the results. And we saw reasonably thick intersections in the other two holes as well. I think why this is particularly exciting, though, is that we had a model in terms of the orientation of the mineralization at Clark. And holes 7 and 8 were to test that model. And then hole 9 was the step out. So the fact that we got the most significant result from hole 9 is very, very exciting. It really does suggest that Clark has the potential to be a new mineralised deposit and a new zone and ultimately a new resource, and we'll be actively working at interpreting that, and of course it'll be a focus for our drilling campaign in the new year.
Sounds like some good results there. And what's the market's reaction been to this?
So that's been interesting, I guess, for a few factors. The market reaction was muted in London. Certainly our joint venture partners saw quite a significant response to the announcement. So they're obliged to put out the announcement on the ASX because it's also part of their business. And they saw an increase in their market capitalisation of somewhere between $40 and $50 million Australian, so somewhere in the order of about 20 to 30 million pounds. Admittedly, they're a larger company. They have a market cap of around about 500 million Australian dollars. But this isn't one of their key projects. So certainly the Australian market reacted very, very favourably to those results, which is very interesting to see.
Yeah, very interesting. And when will you be announcing further results?
So at the moment, we're just waiting for the last couple of holes to come in for Baggy Green. And we still have a number of holes outstanding at Barnes. Once those results are in, then we will obviously publish them in due course. Look, hopefully we would be able to get another set of results out before Christmas, but worst case, it'll be early in the new year. And I'm certainly very excited to get those out as well.
And talking of the new year, what are your plans for 2021?
Well, obviously, Clark is going to be a key part of that exploration program for 2021. I'm still very keen as well on targeting some of the OCG prospects near Laker. But, you know, the board will meet before the end of the year, and we'll decide on exactly what the exploration program will be. But we have plenty of exciting targets to drill off the back of the work from this year. So, look, it's going to be a great year in 2021. Really looking forward to it.
Craig, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Catherine. My pleasure.
And thank you for watching Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.